This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Purdue has begun its commemoration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A series of events are planned leading up to a keynote address Wednesday, January 18th. This year, planning has included more of a concerted effort to reach K through 12 students. And joining me in the studio to talk about this is Felathia Bolton with the American Studies Program here at Purdue, also a member of the Education Planning Subcommittee. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about how K through 12 students and schools in general can take part in Purdue's commemoration of events.
Well, I've been working with a fabulous group of people. We have on our subcommittee Maricela Alvarado, who is the director of the Latino Cultural Center, Professor Noor, who's with the School of Veterinary Medicine, and Crystal Johnson, who's an associate professor in the College of Education. And all of us have come together to think about how we can involve the K through 12 students and teachers in our efforts at Purdue University this year. There are two major things that we have decided to do. One is to recognize outstanding teachers who have used their personal resources to make the classroom environment better for their students. And so we are going to be awarding two of those teachers with a $1,000 grant. So that's one of our chiefest efforts, is to really get behind teachers who've been recognizing our theme, the fierce urgency of now, and doing what they can to personally make life better for the community and for their students. And the second thing we're doing is providing some curriculum on Dr. Martin Luther King and using that curriculum as a way to talk in larger ways about the civil rights movement. And we're doing this through the eyes of children, through the eyes of youth. The curriculum that Dr. Crystal Johnson in particular is creating is for the social studies part of the larger school system with the courses. And we're working closely with Jefferson High School. Ms. Jennifer Beasley is our liaison there. And this curriculum will be something that she and other teachers who volunteer will take into their classrooms and actually give to their students. And it's really great because we have adapted the curriculum to address the ECA prep, which are the state requirements for Indiana. And this will be particularly attractive to teachers who don't want to break the continuity of what they are doing in the classroom. And so we are excited about providing this curriculum. It will not just be for Jefferson High School. We'll be uploading it to the diversity inclusion website, and it will also be circulated through the listservs that Dr. Johnson has access to. We also are going to, with our partnership with Jefferson High School, invite the students to come onto Purdue's campus and be part of the things that we are doing here. So we're not just going there, but we're also going to have them come here. And one of the things they're going to do is be part of the Day of Service, where they will come and work alongside Purdue University students and participate in activities with that. And we'll also arrange for them to watch a film, have a Q&A, and have some lunch at the end of that day. So it's a nice full day of activities for them. And then after the lesson plans are given in the classroom and the students have had a chance to talk about those, at a subsequent activity later in February at Jefferson High School, their banquet will highlight some of the activities that the students have done, have a little presentation there. And then finally, leading up to the actual keynote address at Purdue with Dr. Bernice Johnson Reagan, we're going to invite many of the students to participate in the candlelit march that the Alpha Phi Alpha organization will be spearheading.
As far as the curriculum goes, is this just a day of lesson plan, or is this something they can spread out for a week or maybe the month?
The way that we have arranged it is pretty much just the day of. And what we want them to do is be able to couch that curriculum within their larger curriculum that they have set for that time period. Martin Luther King is the inspiration for the curriculum, the civil rights movement that he has been the voice piece for. However, because of the timing of it, with our partnership with Jefferson High School, we've talked with Ms. Beasley about having this become part of perhaps their Black History Month. So the teachers really have a time to prepare and integrate it successfully into what they are already doing. So yes, it will be like a one-day type thing, but it will dovetail nicely with the other things that the teachers have planned.
As a young student, you heard of Martin Luther King and you thought he was the movement,
right?
But there are so many hundreds of thousands of other people.
Absolutely. And that's why we're really taking advantage of the fierce urgency of now. And we're adapting it so that it can speak expressly to the ways in which students, youth were involved in the civil rights movement. And so one of the inspirations for creating this curriculum is to really look at the civil rights movement through the eyes of children. As some people may not be aware, young people and children were a great integral part of the movement. There are news footage clips that show children getting loaded onto buses, being hauled off to jail because they are participating in the sit-ins and the pray-ins and the marches. You have students who are picketing as well. And so we want the young people to know that the civil rights movement isn't just Martin Luther King. He was able to articulate the dreams and the desires of a large group of people in this country who wanted to be recognized as citizens. And so to make the movement something that is real to these students and to help them perhaps read themselves into it, we wanted them to approach learning about Martin Luther King and the larger civil rights movement through the eyes of people who look like them.
Are you hearing from many educators? Are they excited about what you've come up with?
From what I can tell, yes, they are excited. Miss Beasley was extremely excited when we talked with her about it. And we as well are very excited about the response that we have gotten. And we are still in the process of reviewing the applications for the teachers who are being nominated. But again, we are excited to be able to reach out to them and to show them that we're supporting their efforts, both in the classroom and financially.
And you mentioned the website. It's diversity.purdue.edu/MLK. And a lot more information about other events going on besides just those with the K-12 students. Falathia Bolton is with the American Studies Program at Purdue and part of the Subcommittee for Education Outreach Events surrounding Purdue's MLK Day celebration. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.